I do not recollect that we did. I mention it because it is the living which I ought to have had. A most delightful place. Excellent parsonage house. It would have suited me in every respect.
How should you have liked making sermons?
Exceedingly well. I should have considered it as part of my duty, and the exertion would have been nothing. One ought not to repine, but to be sure it would have been such a thing for me. The quiet, the retirement of such a life would have answered all my ideas of happiness. But it was not to be. Did you ever hear Darcy mention the circumstance when you were in Kent?
I have heard from authority, which I thought as good, that it was left you conditionally only, and at the will of the present patron.
You have. Yes, there was something in that. I told you so from the first, you may remember.
I did hear, too, that there was a time when sermon-making was not so palatable to you as it seems to be at present, that you actually declared your resolution of never taking orders, and that the business had been compromised accordingly.
You did, and it was not wholly without foundation. You may remember what I told you on that point when first we talked of it.
They were now almost at the door of the house, for she had walked fast to get rid of him, and unwilling for her sister's sake to provoke him, she only said in reply with a good-humoured smile, "Come, Mr. Wickham, we are brother and sister, you know. Do not let us quarrel about the past. In future I hope we shall always be of one mind." She held out her hand. He kissed it with affectionate gallantry, though he hardly knew where to look, and they entered the house.